34 past the hour. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hey.
It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program. We're going to do the iNews in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about the kings of oil in just a couple minutes. But first, let me just give a little airtime to my buddy Brian up there in Everett, Washington. What's up, Brian? How are you, man?
Did you guys all sit around and have your New Testament Bible study this morning? You and Al and Randy and all those
Of course. Of course. Yeah. Like every morning we did that.
I know. I got a song, and I got a Yamaha Electone MR700 and all this stuff, and it's, you know, I don't know, man. I just stress out, and I got stuff going on, people picking at me, people poking at me.
Yeah.
So anyway, but hey, but I'll tell you what.
What's
you know,
up, buddy?
If you're losing your job, you can always crash on my couch, man.
If I lose my job, I can crash on your couch in Everett?
Crash on the couch, man. I mean, you know, I understand how it is. You know, you need to get back to your roots.
It doesn't sound like there's any crashing going on in your apartment. I mean, when do you sleep, man?
Well, I sleep from about 8 to 7 or 8 to 3, 8
yeah.
to 4.
So what's been going on? How do you feel about the world, Brian? How you react?
The world?
Yeah.
In the world, in my personal world or the world through the eyes of the media? The world... You know, you ever heard the song Riding the Storm Out?
Sure, sure. REO Speedwagon.
I ain't missing nothing in the city, I'll put it that way.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Hey, I got a joke for you.
Okay. It's not dirty, is it?
No, but it's
okay.
Funny.
Okay.
Hey, did you hear the joke about the paranoid guy?
No.
Hey, well, I can't tell you on the air. He might be listening.
Did you write that one? Did you write that joke?
I didn't write it down. I invented it. I made it up.
Okay.
But hey, I know you're going to have Al on the show on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So I'll have a song to convert you all to. You know, I'm pro Jesus, anti Christian. Does that make sense?
Sure it does.
Sure.
You know, it's like it's kind of the Ayn Rand model of the kind of the Serpico model.
Okay. All right.
The prophet guy. So.
Ayn Rand.
Brian.
If I made any sense, I'm sorry, but I'll get back to you next week.
Do you have any? Are you taking your medicine or?
Yeah, I take it every night. You
okay.
Know? You know, it's like that's only what you can't reduce everything. Hey, you know, here's the thing. You say I'm bipolar, or whatever. Well, guess what? You know.
Yeah.
Things go on, and you know I'll freak out on occasion. But guess what? You know, people try to figure out what's going on with Brian. Well, guess what?
What,
you know what happened?
What?
A thought occurred to me.
Yeah.
You know, and that happens.
I'm not saying bipolar in a bad way. You know,
I've got a top pole, I've got a top of my brain, and I've got a bottom of my butt. And those are the two poles.
Okay, buddy. Now, look, our Kalo, the Costco ho, is going to be out in Seattle. Are you going to be performing anywhere? Can he come to your house?
Am I going to be performing?
Yeah. Can he come to where you work? Or
I don't have a job right now. I quit the job because, I just have a low tolerance for the,
You don't got to tell me.
Interfere with the creative process.
You know, I'm trying to cook. I'm trying to make good food for people, and there's all this little head game interaction going on.
No kidding. Yeah. You got to tell me.
People are smoking pot in the kitchen, and people are nasty and all this stuff and all this crap.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Brian, take it easy.
Yeah, I try.
Okay, we'll play your song for Al next week.
I'll have a song for you guys next week.
Okay, thanks, man.
Okay.
All right, Brian and Everett, ladies and gentlemen.
Left another job.
Awesome. Yeah, poor guy. Yeah, but I know, it's hard to work for somebody.
I know, stuff happens.
Okay, moving on.